Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
We have a listener on hold right now. We have to get to what the Bert Show is really good at, and that's helping with much more frivolous causes.
Absolutely.
We have a listener on hold.
We all have our expertise
on right now, and his name we're going to call him is Brad.
Okay.
And Brad is going to share his story with us, and then need some guidance from the Bert Show listeners. Brad, the floor is yours.
Yeah. I got a question. My wife went out for it's a ladies' night, mm-hmm. girls' night out, and she came in really, really late, and I was already in bed sleeping. And when she came in, I woke up, and she got ready for bed and everything. And then, I just asked her, did she have a good time? She said, yeah, I had a good time. And then she turned over and went to bed, and I kind of thought that was weird. And then,
weird that your wife was a woman of few words?
Yeah.
I can understand that.
And then, the next day, I noticed, a hickey on her mm-hmm. neck.
Oh,
and
no.
she had told me that she had seen her girlfriend who has a five-month-old baby,
mm-hmm.
and she said the baby had given her a hickey.
Are you
the
kidding?
Baby gave her a hickey,
and where was
yeah,
the,
well,
where
exactly? She gave her the mark that was on her neck.
Okay, so it was this hickey, because if the baby did, it'd still be a hickey, right?
Right.
Is on her neck.
Uh-huh. Mm. So I got a question. There's two questions. I was like, is it possible for a baby to give you a hickey in that kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
And the second part is, should I believe her?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
I can just tell you from my experience, friends who've had children that age and older who uh-huh. have, I've had children sit in my lap and, babysat in high school. And uh-huh. I've never had the experience of a child like beelining into my neck to suckle.
Yeah. Uh-huh. They usually want your keys. They want to put your key, keys in their mouth. Your cell phone goes in their mouth, but not your neck.
And naturally, I mean, even with a child with its own mother,
uh-huh.
I mean, they are putting something in their mouth. So it's not, I don't know how common it is for a child just to have a place of skin and just start.
And, I have heard of other women saying that babies who are nursing
mm-hmm.
will go for another woman's breast
mm-hmm.
because they're kind of used to that. And maybe if they're hungry, they're going to start leaning in that direction. Like, I have heard of that before, but I never.
But not a neck.
Which is natural. But and then, like, in even fingers, but again, it's something you're putting the baby is, just mechanically putting something in its mouth. So I honestly don't think that is a truthful story.
Maybe we can get some help from moms who
yeah.
have experienced this or not experienced it. I don't know.
And that is the most unique excuse I've ever heard for a hickey.
She at least gets a point for that.
Creativity.
For creativity. Hey, Vicky.
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, I'm great.
Good.
When you hold him, up against your shoulder.
You're going to have to speak up a lot for us.
Yeah.
When you hold him up against your shoulder,
uh-huh.
they can do that. I've had him lift it almost kind of like a line shape.
A line on your shoulder.
Yeah,
okay.
Like when they want to pass you or something.
Okay.
Okay. Now, what did the mark look like on your wife's neck? Brad?
Hey, Brad?
Yeah.
What did the mark look like on your wife's neck? Was it like a line or was it a circle?
It's more of a circle.
Okay.
Like a hickey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Marion.
Hey. my ex-sister-in-law used to let babies give her hickeys on the chin because she liked to let them suck her chin. So it can be done, but it's going to, yeah, whatever. Yeah, I divorced out of the family, so I'm just like, whatever. But,
okay, random information.
The whole side of the family.
But anyway, yeah, it can be done, but I don't know about on the neck. I don't know how you would have to position the baby to do it or whatever that would
be. And that would just be odd. Like, you know what, I'm all for, you know, my neck being manipulated, but not by a five-month-old.
Yeah.
I really think even if the baby started doing that, which I still don't think a baby would on your neck, I would pull it away. Like, she has to leave it there long enough for that mark to be made.
Right.
And a baby doesn't have the suction that some men would.
Well, the other question, I think, Brad, is that you said your wife kind of, like, wasn't really talkative with you or intimate with you after girls' night, that she had just gone immediately to bed. Like, her behavior is also suspect. Right. You know, if she had come home and said, oh, my God, I was talking to Mary, and her baby was sucking the side of my face. Can you believe this? Check this out. Can you believe that the baby left this mark? If she had been up front with you, I think it'd be less something to worry about. But since she was kind of secretive, I mean, I know when I come home from girls' night, my husband is very excited to see me because I've had some things to drink and I want to talk and, you know, interact and do all
interact.
Kinds of things.
Interact.
So
interact with that with things. Very few words.
Right. But I, you know, I think it's more suspect that she just, like, turned off the lights and rolled over and went right to bed, you know?
I mean, now, would she normally, now you know your wife better than we do, would she normally come home and be talkative? I mean, is she a talkative person?
Yeah, she wouldn't do what she did the other. She wouldn't do that.
Okay, so that was
the other night. She would say something because I asked her if she had fun, and then she said yeah, and then she kind of like, I'm tired, okay. And I says I'm really tired, and she just went to bed.
So it's kind of out of the ordinary.
Hey TC, you're on.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, all right. First, the first question he had about the baby. I know that babies when teething, I know they can leave a hickey or leave a mark. So. I could see where that coming from, but on the second half, I think you should reserve judgment and see if it happens again. Because if she is out doing something with somebody else, she's going to repeat it.
Mm.
You know, I don't think it will be a one-time deal. So, you know, just kind of, you know your wife better than anybody else, so kind of feel her out.
Well, maybe he does.
Don't let TC go yet. I want to ask TC a question. First of all, TC, when you say the baby make these marks or whatever, where exactly on someone's body have you seen these marks been made by a child?
Right at the collarbone, right at the base of the neck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where they can get something that they could bite onto.
Okay.
But not... like high up behind the ear or something like that. No.
Okay.
It'd be a whole, we'd be doing a whole different subject if
right.
TC was like small of the back.
Right.
You know.
Now, I also, like, if she, let's say that she is having an affair of some kind. So she comes home and she turns over. Now, obviously, she was busted because she realized there was a mark on her neck. And like Jen said, let's say her actions are suspect and she just turned over. Do you really think that a hickey is going to reemerge? Like, it's almost as if she saw, you know, she won't let that happen again. I mean, TC, do you really think that he needs to wait for more evidence? Or, I mean, in a marriage, shouldn't you be honest about a concern? Like, instead of being accusatory, just, you know, being, I don't know, like, shouldn't you be honest with each other?
I don't mean for him not to communicate his concern, but if she's bold enough to do it in the first place, for the most part, a lot of cheaters will cheat until they're caught.
Right, okay.
You know, so, I mean, confront her on it, talk to her about it, express your concerns, and just reserve judgment and watch her pattern, see if it happens again.
Thanks for the call, TC.
Thanks, TC.
Hey, Bird Show.
Hey, this is Kim, and she is lying, period.
Do you think she's telling the truth?
No. Yeah.
Now, what exactly...
So let me tell you how I really feel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what, you know, why, you know?
I breastfed both of my children.
Uh-huh.
And I have been around all my friends, everybody I've been around, everybody has breastfed their children. And one of the key things that everybody is saying about how the children have possibly given somebody else a hickey when not nursing,
mm-hmm.
it's a protruding part of the body. Okay, mm-hmm. maybe a child's going to suck on your thumb. I could possibly maybe see the shoulder.
Like the collarbone, there's something going in its mouth.
Exactly,
right.
Something that's protruding. The neck, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way you're just going to have a baby just come up and start sucking on your neck.
Unless it's starting early.
Not only that, name me one person in their right mind that's going to let a baby do that. Yeah. It's not like...
That'd be weird.
It's very weird. Not to mention the fact that everybody's saying also the thing with the whole teething issue. Especially if the child got teeth, they bite.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, we did have a chin sucker call. Earlier.
Wow.
Right. I mean, who doesn't get those?
Yeah, you know, my child did that all the time.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by people. Chin sucker family.
That's
weird. There's no way. She's totally lying.
Now, Brad, exactly where on her neck was the mark? Like, we haven't asked you that.
It's sort of like in the... up from the collarbone. Mm.
So it's not like on the corner of the bone or the shoulder?
No.
It's kind of midway on the neck or...
Yeah, a little bit below.
A little bit below.
Sorry, Brad.
Yeah.
I know, yeah. When did this happen? When did this party happen?
Two nights ago.
Two nights ago, okay.
Are you close? Well, I guess, see, the little Inspector Gadget in me wants to go, like, you know, do some recon. And, like, I was wondering if you're friends with any of the women on girls' night or if you're friends with any of the girls' husbands and kind of find out, like, were they really at girls' night?
You mean ask one of her friends?
Ask one of her friends.
Or the husband.
Or wouldn't they be suspect?
See, I really think you need to ask your wife. I mean, because you're just going to make it worse by going behind her back to her friends and asking them. I really think this is a marriage, and you've got to be, you know, you've got to communicate. And so I think you should voice your concern to your wife with an open mind, you know, and let her, and like the other caller said, just watch her reaction and watch her actions and make your decision from there. Mm. I'm sorry that you're so upset.
I'm sorry.
Right. That kind of sucks, huh? All right. Thanks, Brad.
All right. Thanks.
You wait to say kind of sucks, dude.
Yeah.
Way to go, Jeff.
You didn't even mean to say that. I feel so bad because people, you know what?
You feel bad?
Yeah, because here's, people who come on our show either want resolution to a matter and we end up 50-50.
Right.
Or they just want confirmation of what they already know is the truth.
Right.
Like, they've got, like, one grain of them coming on and, like, the calls are going to be filled with, no, it happens all the time, covered in hickeys. I look like a slut. I got so many hickeys. It's nuts. And it never... turns out.
But that is a first, though. I have never, ever heard a woman who has a big, you know, like dime-sized, you know, blood mark on her neck say that that was caused from a baby.
The blood mark. I've got the mark of the blood.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Anybody see Desperate Housewives last night? Or Sunday night,
I should say. No, I missed it.
Yes.
You did? I love that show.
I'm obsessed.
Totally.
Man. And I've gotten my husband obsessed about it, too. Like, I was like, oh, it's Sunday, Desperate Housewives. And he literally said, oh, yay! And I was like, did you say oh, yay about Desperate Housewives? He's like, oh, I did, didn't I?
See, I can't tell if it's a really good show or we're desperate for a show that is anything like Sex and the City.
No, it's a good
really
show.
Good
is it a
show?
Good show?
Yes.
Right. It's a really good show. You know, I was reading this morning that more than double the people were watching Desperate Housewives on Sunday night than were watching Terry Hatcher win her award at the Golden Globes for Desperate Housewives Sunday night. They put the Golden Globes up against it, and it did terrible in the ratings
it
in
really
comparison.
Hurt them.
It was like, I think the rating was like an 11-point-something for Desperate Housewives and like 5-point-something for the Golden Globes.
Well, Desperate Housewives on Sunday night, I thought they took a really interesting avenue, and I want to get your guys' opinion on this. When we're all going through high school,
mm-hmm.
we are all like, I just can't wait to get through high school. Get away from the cliques.
Mm-hmm.
Get away from all the judgments.
Well,
and just be ourselves, mm-hmm. you know? And in Desperate Housewives on Sunday, they made the observation that high school never really ends. And just to set this click up for you, or this clip up for you. The deal is this, that Terry Hatcher's got herself into some real big problems here with another character on the show, Edie. And she's really starting to kiss her butt. And in this scene right here, Terry Hatcher and Edie are on the side of the road while Edie's car, the tire went flat on it. And she starts to look at Terry Hatcher like, look, you didn't like me before, so I know you're up to something. Why are you being so nice to me now? This is very similar to what used to happen to me in high school. And she makes a pretty interesting observation. I want to see if you guys think it's true.
Bet you were a cheerleader in high school, weren't you?
My junior year. How'd you know?
Girls like you were always cheerleaders. Clear skin, honor roll, popular. In high school, I was the girl that hung out with the freaks on the loading dock and smoked. Everyone hated us.
Well, you know, high school... Thank God we leave that behind.
See, I don't think we do. I'm still the outsider that doesn't get invited to the cool parties, and you're still the perky cheerleader who thinks that she can pull the wool over everyone's eyes.
What?
You came on this trip, paid for the gas, and look at you. You're changing this flat when you know I have auto club. You want something from me.
I just know Mrs. Huber's death's been hard on you. I want to help.
That's a lie.
Why would you think I was lying?
Because we're still in high school. The old rules apply.
Okay, so is that true? Like, do we ever really leave high school? Like, the persona that you have in high school, if you're the cheerleader that just had to, you know, basically crack a smile and pretty much got what you want, does that ever change throughout life? If you were the jock and you got special treatment, when you're out of high school and you become an adult, do you go to another clique or do you still remain in the jock clique as an adult?
Well, see, I think it depends on what happens to you, because I think if the popular cheerleader girl gets pregnant at 18 and ends up having a whole bunch of kids real early on in life, like, she's not going to have the same life that she did in high school. And if the really popular jock guy gets big and fat and bald, then he's not going to have the same privileges. You know what I mean? Like, that's always kind of
the... hard on him.
That's going to be really hard.
But that's always the cliche of when you go back to your, 20-year high school reunion, that everything is different at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And we focus on the cheerleader, the jock. Like in that clip, Edie was the one talking, correct?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And she was the one on the dock, like she said, smoke. You know, the thing is, she's still stuck in the same mode of not trusting anybody, and everybody is getting more than she is. So, like, she's just as guilty as she is claiming Terry Hatcher to be. So it's not just the jocks and the cheerleaders. I think a lot of times... the ones who were left out of the cliques in high school may still live that life as an adult. I don't think it's everybody. I think if you hated what you were going through, you adjust it to something that works. But if you were cheerleader and jock and really enjoyed that lifestyle, mm-hmm. I do think you try to keep that going as long as you can.
I think you do too. 404-741-1005. Good morning, Sean. You're on The Burt Show on All the Hits Q100.
Hey, what's up, Burt?
Hey, man.
How's it going?
It's going good. Just wondering if, like, do we ever really leave, like, the cliques that we had in high school, or do we remain the same person throughout our whole lives?
I'm going to have to say, I guess it would kind of depend on the person, but me personally, I did. I'll shoot you straight up. I was pretty dorky in high school, and now, like, I got out of high school, started hanging out at the clubs a little more, you know, got into dance and stuff like that, and became, like, really pretty popular, had a lot of friends. So, yeah, I would have to say it can possibly change,
but
yeah.
Do you find yourself, though, as the guy that was dorky in high school and has made the transition a cool guy, do you find yourself letting everybody know how cool you are now because you're still trying to hide the dorky persona from high school?
Really, no, because I basically act the same. It's just, it's more accepted now than it was back then.
It's like Little John.
Have you seen that picture of Lil Jon when he was in high school? It's the dorkiest thing you have ever seen. We've got to find that. I think it was in Blender Magazine last month.
That's great.
And it is the dorkiest picture you have ever seen. And Lil Jon's like super cool guy now.
He's super crunk.
He's super crunk.
Good morning, Jenny. You're on all the hits Q100.
Hi, Bird. I just wanted to let you know, I think you have it right to a good degree. I think people can change, like their last caller said, but I work in a company that has a lot of salespeople, and the absolute best salespeople are the jocks and the ones you can tell are like the popular girls and the cheerleaders, because they've got that whole schmoozing personality, and they know how to kiss up better than anybody.
That's almost a good observation. You can look at a sales department and see, you can kind of guess who the old jocks and cheerleaders were.
Well, oh, you totally can tell. They're so obvious. So I think, like the last caller, I think I've changed somewhat from high school and fit into the mainstream a little bit, but you can tell the ones who've stuck to their personality.
Do you think it's the social skills? Do you think that they became the cheerleaders and the jocks and stuff in high school or the popular crowd because they had better social skills than the other people?
I think somewhat. I think a lot of that stuff, personally, I believe it stems from insecurity, too. You act like a big old cocky jock, and, you know, and then all of a sudden you get treated like one. But I think
it has very, very little to do with your personality, and I think it has to do with your, in this case, athletic ability and how good-looking you are. Like, I can already see, like, when I go to pick up Hayden from daycare, I can already see how adults treat the good-looking kids differently than they treat the kids that aren't as good-looking. I can already see it happening.
Like, really?
And yes. I think in my school, it was not only, and it wasn't always looks, because not, you know, for me, not every cheerleader was, I mean, there were non-cheerleaders who are better looking physically, but also money, where they came from. In my high school, it was the kids who lived in the better neighborhoods ended up being the ones who were, they had evolved into those circles.
Hey, Diane, do we ever truly leave high school?
You know, I think we do. I recently went to my high school reunion, 30 years, and my small school on the Gulf Coast was very cliquish, extremely cliquish, and I was not part of that group. I was shy, and I was raised on a farm, and I just totally wasn't the cheerleader type, very studious. And when I walked in the door of this place, it wasn't like going back 30 years. It was like meeting whole new friends. I mean, the whole group. My boyfriend was with me, and he said, "Gosh, I didn't realize that you were so popular in school." And I said, "I wasn't. I totally wasn't. It was awful. See, school was awful." So, you know, I don't know if the cliques were in my head or if those people just changed, but they're now some of my best friends. I mean, they're awesome. So
I think adulthood just brings dorkiness, and as you get older, everybody has the common factor of we're all dorky.
You embrace it.
You embrace it at that point.
Exactly.
You reach your inner dorkiness.
When you're in control and can, you know, move where you want to and take whatever job you want to, then, yeah, you're a little more comfortable with it.
I will say at the 10-year high school reunion, though, it's still the same cliques. Everybody that was hanging out in their cliques, at least in my school, was hanging out at the 10-year high school reunion in the same clique.
At my 10 years, kind of interesting how the people who were at the head table, the people who were the most, you know, personality and organized everything were the people that stayed in my little small hometown who were not the cheerleaders and jocks. And it was almost as if they, you know, they were able to be the big shots at this reunion. So it was reversal at the 10 year. Yeah, it was interesting.
Good morning, Sam. You're on the Burt Show. All the hits, Q100.
Hi. Yeah, I'm young, and I can't tell you about people who are, like, 40 and how things go down when they're 40, but people, like, pretty much between almost to about 30 years old, I can say that it carries with them, even the kids that really, people who didn't really have cliques and who didn't really have, like, who weren't, like, I guess as you guys would call it, the jocks and the cheerleaders and stuff, it carries on with them because I work in a restaurant, so I work with a lot of people that are older as well, and they kind of, I don't want to say it. I mean, they're not real. Like me and a couple of my friends, like we dress kind of like we were those kids in high school, and they totally treat us with disrespect.
Well, which one carries on with them. Who were you in high school?
I was not a cheerleader by any means. I mean, I had a lot of friends, but
you were in the popular crowd.
I guess, but I wasn't. I don't know. I didn't really have a clique.
Maybe you'd have to know where you were in high school to know whether or not you're in it as an adult. So.
I don't know. But I just see people that I work with that kind of hate on the people that dress like that, and they're not very nice, and it carries on with them. They're bitter.
Well, I'm sure if I dressed the way I dressed in high school, I'm sure that I would be ostracized too.
There you are in your Styx tour jacket.
I got my tight jeans that, you know, they're tight at the ankle, little high waters. Got, what else did I wear?
Yeah, the ripped jeans.
And the big sweatshirts, the two sweatshirts, one that I cut designs in over another color with the belt that hangs down beneath my waist. I think I'd get laughed at if I had that on.
I think if I busted out my starter jacket, I'd be in a lot of trouble. Yeah.
Members only wear? Yeah, no.
I have my Choose Life t-shirt on today. Frankie says, I'm wearing that one tomorrow.
And I got my hair all permed and jacked up. Yeah.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. And when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I have a question for Jen and Melissa, and actually all the women in the room can answer this. So I have a question for everyone except for Phil.
Don't feel excluded or anything.
What is the proper protocol? Is it like, I guess I'm asking you, is this why you would you break up with a guy over this, or would you stand your ground? This is a true story. A woman I know has been dating a guy for a few months, and he has a baby with another woman. And he's a good dad, and he sees his kid like every weekend or whatever. And he normally picks up and drops off the baby with the mother's parent or the grandparents.
Okay.
His grandparents. But because of, holiday schedules and everything, a week or two ago when he dropped off the kid, the mother was actually there. And they have an okay relationship, but there's still a lot of, you know, anger. I guess I think he cheated on her, and that's why the relationship ended. So he drops off the baby and the mother's there, and they have one of those conversations like, how have you been? I've been good. How have you been? Good. You know, like tension. Mm-hmm. And she asked the question, are you dating anyone? You know, so are you back in a relationship now? And he says, actually, yes, I'm dating. And he tells the person who, you know, says who he's dating. And somehow it's within the realm of acquaintances. Mm-hmm. So she knows who this girl is. And she goes, that's real cool. Well, make sure you know next time, make sure you tell her that next time I see her out anywhere, I'm going to beat her ass.
Oh, my gosh. Serious baby mama drama.
Yeah. Right. So he's like, yeah, whatever. He goes back. And then he tells his current girlfriend that story, mm-hmm. and he kind of laughs it off. The problem is the current girlfriend doesn't really think she was kidding. Like, thinks this girl is nuts enough to maybe do it.
Well, I got to rewind. First of all, why is she dating a guy who ruined his marriage by cheating on his wife? And I don't think that really makes him a good daddy.
Right.
Even if he does see the kid every weekend.
I might be mistaken. I'm assuming, you know, and in his defense, I don't know if that's why. I know the reason they broke up, it was his call. Like, he decided to break up with this woman. So she's mad at him. And I'm assuming that he did something wrong. Maybe she's just nuts, but he broke up. He ended the relationship with her.
And okay. Your friend has been dating this guy for just a couple months?
Like 4 months now.
I say get out.
Yeah.
Because I don't think a situation...
Does that make you look like a coward?
No, I don't think that a situation after 4 months is serious enough to like worry about risking it. And then the other thing is, if this is how it is after 4 months, what's it going to be like if she's with this guy forever? Like, I'm thinking 4 years down the road, she becomes stepmom, and then real mom is this crazy psycho.
I think that obviously his issues with the ex have not been resolved to... I mean, I'm not saying that you obviously have to be best friends with an ex, but there, you know, are some exes where, you know what, it's just they let it be. You know, their relationships in the past. And I think that if there is enough tension between them in just a casual, like him dropping a child off to the point that she's going to threaten physical harm or whatever,
beat her ass.
There's still passionate emotions going on there that if I'm in a casual relationship thinking about making this go further, I would back out because I don't want that. I don't want that.
But you of all people, Melissa, like, wouldn't you stand your ground and go, I am not going to let this woman who I don't even know dictate who I am dating?
You can't. Like, I can't separate a couple. Like, because I also, who is being honest in here? I mean, like, he relayed the story to you, right, Jeff?
No, the girlfriend did. The girl who...
But she got a description of what happened through him.
Yeah.
Two sides to every story. You know, he obviously was like, you know, all I said was, hey, yeah, I'm fine. I'm dating so-and-so. Right. And she went off. You know, and conversations don't happen like that. You know, both people contribute to the drama. And I think that I would, after 4 months, I think is crucial. And I would be like, I would really consider leaving.
Hey,
absolutely.
Hey, Kim.
Hey.
Hey, go ahead.
I was just gonna say, unless the girl is totally in love with him and wants to be with him the rest of her life, she should get out of it. Cause it's kind of a scary situation to be in.
Right.
Aren't all girls? Doesn't it only take about 4 months for you guys to fall completely in love and decide you can't live without the guy?
Yeah, I doubt that.
Isn't that what it takes? 4 months? Mm-hmm. No, 120 days?
Whatever, Jeff.
And Jeff, I know you said, like, I am certainly not afraid to stand my ground, but I think at this part of my life, if I was, in all honesty, if I was getting with a woman now and 4 months from now her ex-girlfriend is going to beat my ass, that's too immature for me.
Hey, Michelle.
Know? Hey.
How are you?
Either immature or white trash. One of the two.
Go ahead, Michelle.
Okay, right? Are they different?
I totally agree with Jen. She's only in it for 4 months. Needs to get out because, you know, this girl's always going to be in their life because, you know, they have a child together. Yeah, you know, there's always going to be some kind of drama.
That's true.
Hold on, another Michelle weighing in. Thank you for the call. Michelle number two.
Yeah, I think that it's pretty obvious that he's still sleeping with the baby's mama. Her to be so jealous like that, there's got to be something still going on.
Could be.
Couldn't she just be crazy, though?
She could be, but for him to still have contact with her like that, he must like it for some reason.
Because is she crazy? Sometimes I wonder if that's just some way to, you know what, for him to call his ex-wife or ex-girlfriend or ex-wife, I can't remember what you said.
Ex-girlfriend.
Ex-girlfriend, the mother of the child. For him to say, if he said, she's just crazy, that would make me question him. Like, come on, now you're not completely innocent in the relationship, you know?
Hey, Laura.
Yeah.
Go on.
If you're in a situation and it could be on a Jerry Springer show, you've got to get out.
Very good point.
And after 4 months, I don't think people see clearly enough. They're still in love.
Save that, because that could be that's words of advice from Laura, so save that. If you are in a situation that could be on the Jerry Springer show, you need to get out.
That's great.
We can go back to that again and again. Thanks, Laura.
I want to go back to the caller who thinks that the parents are still sleeping together.
Yeah, that's a good point,
too. Do you think that they may still be in some kind of relationship for her to go off like that?
I don't know. Some women are, you know my point of view, women are nuts.
You don't think that he could still be sleeping with her? You know these people.
Yeah, I don't know him that well. He may or may not, but I think women could just be crazy. Hey, Chad.
With or without the sex.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, I agree with you. I believe women are crazy. I say don't be a pushover. Go there and beat her ass first before she gets to you.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Now, Jen, was that white trash or immature?
It could be a little bit of both. Anytime anybody uses the P word, I shut down.
And then I'm going to go beat your ass before you beat mine.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to find you. I'm going to get you. Hey, Lisa.
But it's okay if you're a Rams fan and a Falcons fan. It's okay.
Right. If you were talking about football, Chad,
it's okay.
We would have let that go. You would have been all set. But no. Hey, Lisa, you're up.
Yeah. I just disagree because I've been in the same situation.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now my husband, and we have two kids together. And she said the exact same thing, and she never did anything. And matter of fact, now we get along now.
Okay. What happened to make you get along? I'm curious.
It took a while, but, she just eventually just realized that we were going to be together. The girl's obviously just jealous, and because my husband left her, too. And now we're married, and we have two kids together, and been married for a while.
So you say they get along. Does he have a kid with her or something?
Yeah, he has a kid with her. And now he's my stepson, and he lives with us Monday through Friday and goes over there on the weekends, and she is perfectly fine with it. We took him to his open house for school together. It's okay now.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
You know the rule on the Bird Show is unless they have a kid together, no friends with the exes. Unless you're Phil Tarana.
I wouldn't say we're buddy-buddy that we go out all the time. But, we can have a decent conversation without arguing.
Right.
Thanks for the call.
Okay.
All right, last call from Hope.
Hey, I had a comment in regards to the fact that the parents might still be sleeping together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's the case. I was in a similar situation. My ex-husband started dating someone, and it wasn't so much that I still had feelings for him as much as it was that it was the first significant other after a serious breakup. And anytime there's kids around, I think people get a little more possessive or territorial as far as what kind of people are going to be around their kids.
Well, I agree. I think that there is, a different set of tension when your ex starts a new relationship with somebody else. But, this person actually said she would seek out and physically harm somebody.
Right. Well, being in a similar situation, and I'm not bashing men here or anything, but I believe that he said something to drive her to that point. Do you see what I'm saying?
Melissa or Jen said that.
I said that, nobody goes off like that, so to speak, without... Uh-huh. It takes two to have a conversation like that,
right.
And I think the way he conveyed it was, all I said was this, and she just went crazy, he said or appeared to feel something,
Right, definitely.
Poked her with the stick. Sitting there just bugging her like this.
You do with us.
Right.
Yeah, from time to time.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.